Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on Tribe Home Video. The powers of the beat tried to silence us for a second
again.
Week in a row. We're doing a month of cryptids, and I guess these little goblins are in here trying to get us all messed up. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Marin.
Let's just jump into it, man. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend, the talented Kelsey Abbott.
Woohoo! Thanks for having me.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Oh my pleasure.
Because we're running behind, we're just going to jump straight into that WoW scale.
Yeah, got it. I know. Yeah.
Here we go.
WoW scale.
The quickest jump to a WoW scale ever.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willie?
Just real quick, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. Okay, the WoW scale is a 5-question quiz. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Yes.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Great. Love it.
Ghosts? Yeah.
No.
What?
Bigfoot?
No.
Psychics?
No.
Are you superstitious?
No.
Okay, you're a 1. So if you're a 0, you're a Wade. If you're a 5, you're a Willie. If you're a 3, you're an Aaron. You're a 1, so you're mostly a Wade.
Okay. You don't believe in aliens. You don't believe they've been here.
Wait, did you say you were superstitious?
No.
Oh, that make you a 2 then.
Yeah. That's what I thought, maybe.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm kind of apathetic about
the whole
thing.
Wait, why
remember
would you...
that? Remember that?
No.
Why would being superstitious bring me up?
Because Wade is superstitious and Willie is not.
I see.
You don't remember that? I don't know. I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I've never heard that. That's regional.
Did you ever hear this one? Because I think me and my brother made this up. Fuck. Never mind. I can't remember.
All right.
Let's just... Well, I don't know. It's too abrupt. Yeah. Kelsey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you all? Good.
Great. A little frazzled.
Yeah, we're all a little on edge, it seems.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us. We had some technical difficulties. Wade said that, but you've been here a bunch, Kelsey. Do you know how many times you've been here?
I can tell you. I mean, like before, like here or just on the podcast?
I don't know.
6, 7?
I think you're up to 9. I'm
not up to 9 right now. I don't know.
So I saw this show. About aliens, right? It was some documentary. I'm sure you've probably seen it. You know.
There's so many.
Yeah, I know. It was one where they visited a school like in a different country.
Oh, and like in Africa, and all the kids saw the UFO.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, in Australia, they saw one too.
And the beings came out of the craft. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that seems really real, and I believe it.
What? It's believable in that documentary.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of skewed. What was that called?
I can't remember.
It starts with an E, I think, or something. I don't know. It's just a 1-word thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very spooky because they were like warning us to about global warming, I think, right? And we didn't listen.
9.
No, we don't listen.
9.
9.
9?
9. So this 9 is 10. Times. Lucky number 10.
Wow. Damn.
Wow.
Once a year.
Wow.
Have we been doing it 10 years yet?
It's like 8.
Wow. Well, this is my like second time at least.
This year.
On stage, yeah.
Well, that's right.
Great.
Well, this is a paranormal and conspiracy theory kind of podcast where we dive into all things unknown, and by the end we have an answer. We do facts. This is all factual, and then there's an answer at the end. So stay tuned. Also, we got a call-in number that'll pop up at some point. If you're interested in what we're saying, give us a call. And
call in.
It'll be fun. You can do a character, and then I'll call you an asshole or something.
Maybe don't do a character.
Unless you can do a good Abed.
Yeah, unless...
called in doing an Abed?
Oh, boy.
So let's just dive into it, Willie. Hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, continuing our cryptid carousel until Halloween. Tonight, Banshees. Woman of the Fairy Mound. Here to help? Or a harbinger of death to those who hear her shrieking cry? Let's find out what Banshees are and see what the answer about them tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right, Kelsey. So you picked Banshees. We were like, we're doing cryptids. And you're like, I don't know, Banshees?
Yeah, well, okay.
But you don't know anything about Banshees,
not
right?
Very much. I know that they, yeah, I mean, I, from all I know, they scream your name to tell you you're going to die or something.
Yeah.
And they're from Ireland. It's an Irish thing, I think.
And you're Irish.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Have you done a 23andMe?
Yeah, I am. I am Irish, but I'm mostly Swedish.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Huh.
It's my dad. Swedish.
Bastard.
Pisses my mom off.
So these Banshees, you guys, what are they? I mean, we did a little research. On Thursday, we do a stream on our Twitch, twitch.com/reallifesci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
We looked into these Banshees a little bit, and all we could get was that, like, they're from the olden times, and they scream, and then you die, like, in 3 days.
Or someone you know. Or someone you know.
So and they're, like, jilted lovers or something? I'm sorry, what? Go on,
Kelsey. Oh, so there's not, like, a lot of information about
I actually found a lot of stories. I found stories.
I heard about there's a boy banshee.
What?
They called him like a
boy she?
A banhee or something banhee? Stupid. Yeah, Robert and Smith. Lures like women into his lair by fluffing his hair. I read
Are you
that.
Sure this isn't just like someone's stand up?
No. A boy banshee would
called a boy banshee.
a boy banshee is boys to banshee. Boy banshee could be new kids on the banshee. A boy banshee could be 98 banshees.
I'd call it banhee.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You named all the boy bands. It's fine.
You did say that. I didn't hear it.
Banhee.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that's. I think that's what it was. But I do know he fluffs his hair to get women into his lair.
I mean, that would get me.
Banshee man.
Look at that
Banshee
hair.
Banshee man.
So, I mean, what I know about the Banshee is that the lore states that she's the spirit of a woman who usually dies in childbirth or from some kind of neglect. Usually, like, if it's childbirth, she loses the baby, or she goes crazy and kills the baby because her lover won't take her back. And then she becomes a banshee and roams the hillside as a bad omen. Like, banshee means a fairy woman.
But why does she...
In Gaelic.
Why does she... What? Who are these victims? Is it arbitrary? Or does she go after...
She usually goes after the people and the family of the man who jilted her. Which I think... If we're thinking about what the root of this is, like where folklore comes from, it usually comes from like misunderstanding and fear. This is just like another example of a society that's like afraid of women having
yeah,
like
she's too
babies.
Loud. She screamed when she had that baby. Ow!
Well, and see, like I have a couple.
I feel like I'm
going
to die in 3 days now.
but it's just a way to keep people to take care of their pregnant women in their society in a time where there wasn't a lot of medical care. It's like, you have to take care of this woman because if she dies giving birth, she'll just come back and haunt you.
Yeah, like a nice spite
oh, yeah.
Take care
I
of.
I love a spite ghost.
What's that? What does this mean in Gaelic again?
A fairy woman.
Huh. See, like, and so like, I found a couple other different origins. One of them being that, only descendants of the pure, I don't know the word, Milesian, Milesian.
Yeah, sure.
Stock. Anybody who's Irish that has the O in their name or a Mac, like it's specifically those
it's like
families.
Like a clan.
And that each family has their own banshee. And it's actually, so in this origin, it's really just like a fairy that sings when a family member dies or is about to die. And if someone's really far away, it's like a warning to the family that someone far away is about to die.
There's nothing you can do to stop it, though, right?
Nothing.
Well, in one situation, in this, it could be a predictor that you're about to die if you do something. So it's kind of a warning. So
it's like, also just like other people in your family.
Guys, I'm gonna ride my bicycle.
Wade!
Over Wade! This. Oh shit! Maybe I shouldn't. I guess. I didn't even get my stunt out, but the Banshee's already warning me, so fuck it. I'm not going to do it.
Man, O'Cleary's backing out.
Shut up, Mac.
You're Yella. We're going to call you the O'Yellas.
You're Yella.
Oh, I just wanted to ride my bike. Oh, but the Banshee told me I can't.
Wade!
I heard
pretty good. That's pretty good.
He heard the scream. He did.
You guys are pretty good. Accents, huh? Aaron, rate him.
I made a woman scream like a banshee once.
The whole neighborhood left for 3 days.
They were all embarrassed for me.
For they were not screams of pleasure.
They were, get off me, MacCready!
MacCready.
Get off!
But I would not, alas, I would not.
I stood my ground and they all got mad.
I was shunned from me village.
So I walk around now and yell whenever people are about to die.
Oi!
Oi!
It's okay, so this is like, they're not real, obviously. It seems like very silly, but like, why? Like, we still say like scream like a banshee.
Well, see, like, cool. My take is that, and I feel like when Christianity came about, they turned all of these old legends into evil beings. And so the most of the banshee stories that we hear are definitely like the evil ones coming to get you, instead of like a family protector from another realm that's like warning you that someone's about to join the other realm.
It's like they're yelling for their spirit.
This way!
Over here!
Yeah, like Lady Fairy doesn't sound that scary, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Over here, you great hen!
It's more Scottish. Is that Scottish?
Well, it's Scottish people, too. Scottish and Irish.
Oh. It is?
Yeah, you know, I actually found a story from the Badlands of South Dakota about a banshee that haunts the buttes there. You guys want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Have you been? Anybody been in Badlands?
No.
That's a place. Why do they call it that?
Because it's bad.
It's ruthless.
Nothing there, man. No life.
There's like a lot of like. Did you ever play Red Dead 2?
Yeah.
It's like the place that has like the high mesas and buttes that have the gradation in it. Looks like cake. Looks like cake.
I like that part.
Yeah, it's good, but it's bad to live there. I would hate to live there.
I would set up a tent and cook the bison that I shot.
And then how often would someone come up to your camp and try and rob you? That always happened to me when I stayed in the butte.
I shoot them first.
It's like you see Thunderheart with Val Kilmer?
No.
It's like in the Badlands.
Okay. Did you see Badlands?
Yeah.
With Sissy Spacek?
No.
Oh.
I must have.
Yeah.
Do people live there now? No, right?
I mean, people live everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Who cares?
I'm sure some of that
usually
land
don't drink
is,
on the show.
Native American land, you know that.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
So what's the story?
Sorry, I'm laughing now. The story. Okay.
Who are the natives in South Dakota?
The native South Dakotans.
Mm, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Safe answer.
Yeah.
Don't want to be wrong about that.
So around a butte known as Watchdog, there is a ghost that people see called the Banshee, because it shrieks when it sees people. So it looks like a woman, anyone that sees it knows it's no woman, and the scream pierces the night, terrifies travelers, cowboys, and immigrants for the past century and a half. So she'll wait on top of a hill, and it looks like she's waiting for you. And so when you go up and try to approach her, she'll just scream at you and rush at you and disappear as she goes through you. And some people say that she's accompanied by a fleshless skeleton.
Cute.
And if the skeleton comes up to your fire, it'll hang out on the edge of your fire and you give it a musical instrument and it'll play for you.
No.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what they say. And then they say that sometimes his music is so entrancing that he'll convince you to come with him, but don't go with him.
It's like the sirens.
Yeah, but a skeleton.
That's so cute, though.
I would follow.
Nothing about this is that scary.
Wait, what if we gave him a flute, though? Because you got to have lips to play a flute.
That's a good... I mean, I can't imagine a lot of people in the prairie with a flute.
Can I borrow some of your skin, please?
You have to say it with no lips.
He would just play like on his, a xylophone on his, you know?
Oh, yeah, he'd, on his ribcage.
Yeah, I just do xylophone, yeah. Xylophone. He'd find a way to make it work.
And you know what? I think that it wasn't so scary because I thought it was really cute. And I said
it is
like,
so
really cute.
Yeah, you did, because you said the skeleton would come up to your like that.
This is why we couldn't play D&D with me as a dungeon master. Like, nothing was scary. Everything was just fun. Cute. but yeah, so there's that.
Why does she do that?
Nobody knows. Some people think that she was the victim of an Indian raid or a murder victim, and the skeleton was said to be the spirit of a cowboy who died in the middle of a song he was never able to finish. That's it.
And he's not related to the banshee, they're just friends?
They just chill. Maybe they're boyfriend girlfriend on the prairie.
Oh, that's cute.
Little ghost boyfriend girlfriend.
Hmm.
I'd watch that show.
But she doesn't really help him out. He wants to play some instruments, and she's scaring him away.
She's trying to sing.
Oh.
She's like, pick me first. I'll sing with you. Ah!
Well, that changes everything.
Do you guys think that... So, banshees are essentially like jilted women or women that have died in childbirth. Do you think that modern ghost sightings of like women in white on the side of the road... that like lure drivers to their death. Do you think that this is the same type of anomaly, just modernized?
I mean, it sure does sound similar, right? And like, I know a lot of old stories came from just like the warning of like the unknown, you know, like. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Thinking of entities actually. What I'm weirded out because my take is a lot of these entities are actually positive and they have a negative spin on them. But in the negative spin version, they must gain something from your death, you know? So what?
Your soul.
Oh, you think they take souls?
I think they probably owe some souls to the devil.
Mm.
And they're going like, if I give the devil 10 souls, then I get to not give him any more souls. My contract is done at that point.
You know, it's like just bitter, like revenge. Like, I'll just make them all pay.
I think that's more it, right?
So the benefit that they get is like to watch, to feel your pain and your suffering. And
yeah, I guess
I know we're not talking about sirens, but if you saw a siren,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of a song that I like enough to be like, oh, I gotta follow that siren.
That's how they'd get you, though, because they would know the song that you can't think of.
What would be yours?
It's not. No person on earth knows it. You got. It's like something.
Yeah,
you've
but
never
what
heard.
Would be yours though?
Stand by Eminem.
Oh, good one. Sleep not gone in
it. Dale Slim. I wanted to write you, but you ain't writing.
Yeah, exactly.
But you sang so beautifully.
Wade.
Mine would probably be Forever Young.
Oh, that's a good one. Also, it's like it gives you a promise too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The Rod forever. Stewart one?
No,
the Alphaville or whoever.
It'd be like a Lana Del Rey cover of it. Right, he'd be like, "I've never heard this cover before. It's so beautiful."
Oh, I'm into it. I like the original more, but this is cool.
Forever.
Willie, what would yours be?
Off the top of my head, it'd probably be Sailing. Christopher Cross.
Sailing.
Mm. Like Kelsey, you got one?
I like a soft harmony.
Maybe Long December, Counting Crows.
Ooh, sing it.
Long December.
Are you just doing joke ones or do you really like Long December?
I love that song, actually.
Are you a crow head?
I don't know if I'm a crowhead. I do like
I'm sorry, that's Cheryl Crow.
You a crow bro? A crowhead, a Cheryl Crow, crow bro.
Crow bro is counting crows.
I don't know. I mean, I like that. I like that album. It's pretty good. I mean, I'm not like a crazy, but I do really like that song. I was just thinking about it.
I unapologetically like the Counting Crows.
Yeah, I think it's very
good. And I don't care what you say.
Uh-oh.
I think they're good. Mr. Jones is great, and I know all the lyrics.
I really don't like a lot of his songs, but I like him so much more learning that he like started bartendering at the Viper Room.
Oh, after he was famous and
who?
Stuff?
Yeah.
The guy. The main guy. Counting.
The Counting guy.
Oh, Counting?
Mr. Crow.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Crow.
That song was about him. He was Mr. Jones.
He like hated his life. He was super depressed. And so he would just go to the Viper Room and bartend when he was like at the height of his fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Make some tips. Make like get some fodder for some new songs. You can't write music if you're not there at the level with the people.
Adam something.
There with the people.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. Adam something.
Adam something.
Yeah.
Is his name.
Mm.
I did a really good TikTok.
Oh. Recently?
No, like, you know, when I was doing them. And it was a Counting Crows TikTok. Check it out. Check me out on TikTok.com.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
/ Wade Randolph, I imagine.
Are you more of a ticker or more of a talker?
More of a ticker, for sure.
All right.
More of a brick rocker.
What are some more stories?
Oh, I got more. You want some more?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want me just to read this one?
Yeah.
I like the way you did the last one.
Where I just kind of like skimmed it.
Yeah.
And you did a little actions with it.
Do voices, too. Pretend like we're 5 years old and we're trying to go to sleep.
Read us a story, Erin. Okay. Okay, kids. One more story. Okay? My Ooh. Mother.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think Denver got a safety.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, and go on.
When my mother was a young girl, she was standing out the window at the back of their house at Black Rock near Cork. She suddenly saw a white figure standing on a bridge, which was easily visible from the house. The figure waved her arms towards the house. And my mother heard the bitter wailing of the banshee. It lasted some seconds, and then the figure disappeared. Next morning, my grandfather was walking as usual into the city of Cork. He accidentally fell, hit his head against the curbstone, and never recovered consciousness.
Okay, but you brought something up. When we were researching this, Cork was always there, and then
Tipperary?
Tipperary was always...
I think that this is one of the most modern sightings or like retellings of a banshee. So I think this is the same story that Irish lady was telling that we couldn't understand.
She was telling a personal one.
She was
one,
talking
though.
Like this with my mother. She was a.
It's weird. If somebody saw a banshee today, they might be like, some homeless person was out on the creek.
I was making breakfast and I told Adam to come in and he wouldn't come in.
Did you want to hear the rest of the story? There's more.
Oh, sure.
In March,
so the one guy died.
Yeah. In March of 1900, my mother was very ill. And one evening, the nurse and I were arranging her bed and suddenly heard the most extraordinary wailing, which seemed to come in waves around and under her bed. We naturally looked everywhere and tried to find the cause, but in vain. The nurse and I looked at one another but made no remark, as my mother did not seem to hear it. My sister was downstairs sitting with my father. She heard it and thought some terrible thing had happened to her little boy, who was up in bed and stairs. She rushed up and found him sleeping quietly. My father did not hear it, and in the house next door they heard it and ran downstairs, thinking something had happened to the servant. But the latter at once said to them, "Did you hear the banshee? Mrs. P must be dying."
Why is the banshee only going to this lady?
Because it's like a house, it's like a family banshee. Which is what Willie was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Which, in my mind, if banshees are formed from, like, women jilted by men who die in childbirth, these clans must be super old. So there just must be, these are, like, the ghosts of women who these dudes probably slept with and said, you're not, you know, wife material. And then they, like, died and haunted their families, right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Just like
patriarchs of a family stepping out on a servant or like
what a lame like power though. Like they're gonna die anyway. You're just kind
of
warning them. This is a little bit extra spook.
No, isn't it a curse? aren't they cursing?
Yeah, because some of the stories say that if you hear the wail, you're going to die also, even though it's a warning and that somebody's dying. If you hear it, you're down in the dumps as well.
You're down in the dumps as well.
Let's list off the people that we would banshee.
Okay.
It's time for public grievances.
That we would banshee.
Oh, my neighbor.
Oh, I'm gonna banshee my neighbor, yeah.
Oh, man. We got to talk
about
We should
have talked
neighbor.
About that. Yeah, we'll do it in the bonus.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I almost did some shit.
So, Willie's got some neighbor drama. If you want to hear about it, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Because it's juicy and dramatic.
Yeah.
And it's behind a paywall.
Speaking of juicy things that we're going to do in the more, I got some fun grapes. Some fun-shaped grapes that I thought we could eat in the more.
I saw them. They are fun.
Yeah.
And different.
Are they all like dicks?
In a way.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You could pretend like you're eating a little tiny.
I turned down a grape today already.
I can't turn down another.
So yeah, that's in the more.
So like the I you can jump to another story, but I'm just going to add a couple things. Like,
yeah, please.
Some people say that a banshee would appear when a woman is murdered. In the Celtic, it's women with the gift of
gab. Just like. Fucking super good bars.
I wish I was about to do a line, but that didn't work out.
I'm a banshee, you see, so you better get ready for me.
When you see the psychic, whatever. Gift of the future, whatever. In Gaelic, they're called the Morrigan. In Welsh, the Sirwraith? I don't know if I'm saying that right. But there are different accounts of the size of these things. Some of them say that they're very tall with like long wispy hair, and some say that they're like between 1 to 4 feet and more the fairy style.
See, okay, but then that takes away that they were a woman, right? So this is a different thing where they're not a woman.
If it's a fairy or small, then I think it's a whole other entity,
a different thing, yeah. Just like a leprechaun or something.
Yeah,
a little troublemaker.
Hoi-to-toi-to-toi.
Hoi-to-toi, I'm about to scream at you.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to scream at you.
And you're going to die.
Oh, they do die.
Yeah, they do die. Oh, I'm a harbinger of death, I am.
I've got hoi-to-toi. A secret. Come closer.
But look
I
at
promise
how cute
I won't
I am.
Scream.
I'm only a foot tall.
Hoi-to-toi. I'm 3 to 4.
What damage
three,
could
three.
I do? What damage
could I do? So Always Sunny did that banshee thing, right?
I'm so
that they went. They went to Ireland, and then Dee fell in the mud, and people thought she was a banshee.
Because she's so loud.
So that's funny.
Well, see, but other people hear the banshee, and they don't die.
No, they do, I think, is what we're saying.
That's some of the stories say if you hear them, you die.
Well, some of the stories also say if you hear them, someone in your family is going to die. Someone near you will die.
And then some of the stories say you don't hear them and no one dies.
That's also a story.
Yeah, the one you were telling, the neighbors heard it, but...
But the dad didn't hear it.
The kid didn't hear it. But the dad... The mom was going to die.
The dad didn't hear it.
The neighbors heard it.
Servant, the woman telling the story, and the neighbors all heard it.
What's that about?
And a sister. The sister from downstairs thought something was wrong with her son.
Can they not kill women?
No, they can kill women.
Oh.
They can kill women.
Well,
oh,
let's...
Yeah.
let's
what do they?
So now we've got conflicting mm-hmm. banshees here.
Yeah.
We got the fays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the... What are the ghosts?
Ghosts.
Is that a...
Like a disgruntled spirit?
Is that a D&D... We got fays.
Mm-hmm. Ghosts are a D&D thing.
Okay, ghosts. Is those the only two? Or is there
I mean,
a
banshee is a D&D thing.
No, but I just mean it for what we've discussed thus far.
Ghost or fae. Ghost or fae.
Right, those are the two battling ones.
What do you guys think, ghost or fae?
Fae.
Me too.
Oh, wait, what?
Ghost.
Really? Yeah, I'm ghost. I'm team ghost.
Team this side, team ghost.
Because fae is too, like...
Fae has to be something different.
Then it's like, what the fuck are we getting into? This is nuts.
I know. Let's go. I can wrap my head around.
Okay, let's dive into the fae then. Where did they come from? Like, because they're not like jilted lovers or
they're
anything like
that. They're earth
spirits. Yeah, and so here's the weird thing is that, like, no matter what, all of the stories deal with death in some way, whether it be. So like, I'm just like, if there was. Because I believe in some kind of afterlife, you know, and you hear all these old stories about how to get to the afterlife. Oh, you got to cross the River Styx. Oh, you got to do this.
Rainbow Road.
You got the Judgment, you mm-hmm. know, whatever. Like
that's
that
one.
There are
it's Nordic.
Steps to move
no,
on.
No, not the Mario one.
It's the only one I know.
It's a fucking piece of shit level. I hate that level.
I hate that level.
Fucking.
So what if there was some kind of entity that people just used to be aware of, and they. I mean, my take.
What
is,
would you put it? Okay, so like, let's say that that's a thing, right? Some entity that people used to be aware of. Now we've
ready to
calcified our pineal gland, and we can't see it, or whatever dumb bullshit you believe.
What? In this version, it's Christianity turning them evil, and then everyone turning on them, and so this is like, well.
Right, but no, I just mean like. Can you, if, like, in the world of that these are fairies, what's another thing that would be in that world? Do you know what
right?
I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. So, like,
a gnome.
Gnomes. The rock people of Iceland. There's all these stories of short entities.
Like the fun
leprechaun.
The fun stuff. Yeah, leprechauns.
Elementals. Yeah, fun stuff.
Like pagan stuff.
Yeah.
Before we got all fucking religious.
Yeah.
Back when we used to just burn and burn.
That's right.
Right? Because we were pagans and stuff?
Yeah.
We'd burn a lot of stuff? I don't know.
We just had the autumn equinox, right?
Yep.
It's autumn now, guys.
Yeah, I mean, so we got another heat wave and then we're done.
Happy
I mean,
fall.
I think that would be fun. I would like to believe the fae version. But I only believe the ghost version.
Why would you like to believe the fae version?
Because it seems more fun.
Okay.
And magical.
But you don't because it's too magical and fun.
No, it's like made up. I mean, the ghost thing is made up too. It's all made up. I don't believe in any of it. But
if you have to choose your favorite Power Ranger.
Yeah.
It's going to be the ghost.
It's going to be blue.
It's going to be Billy?
I just like the color blue.
I was gonna say pink because I like the pink.
I don't know.
I don't know if they have any. I don't know the difference.
Well, blue's a nerd. He sucks.
Oh
yeah, pink is just the white girl, and yellow is the non-white girl.
That's true. Okay.
You mean the Asian girl?
Yeah. Well, non-white girl.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
They made her yellow.
You guys, we have the number. Give us a call, Fae or ghost. Fae or ghost.
What color was the Black Ranger? I mean, the African American black, not black.
Black.
Yeah, he was black.
Black?
He was?
Yeah. Was there a Red Ranger?
Wow.
Yeah, there was.
How many Rangers are there?
Red Ranger
Five.
Was like the leader.
Oh, and then six when the green slash white Ranger
yeah,
came.
Yeah, but that guy doesn't count.
Which one of them is a Banshee?
Probably Tommy.
You guys said that so confidently. I have no fucking idea.
You're probably right. Believe it.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around this because you're saying that like when they were fairies, they weren't evil.
Yeah.
The evil part is only coming from like the Christian spin. So if they weren't evil, what were they? What's their purpose?
They just like to scream. I think that's like they had to be loud because they're little.
Because like one idea that kind of stuck in my head was that so this entity is connected to the family. And so it mourns when someone from the family dies. But it's weird because if you're also not physical, then they're joining you. I don't know. So
I mean, that makes sense. So it's just like, it's like your little spirit animal. And when one of your family members dies, it goes,
yeah.
And then you all go like, yep.
It's right before your family members die.
Oh.
Or so like right at, or at the moment of death.
You hear it and you look around and go like, fuck, which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are thinking that it's somebody who died who's now angry?
No.
Like a
well,
ghost?
That's the ghost version.
You don't think that, though?
So that's like, a banshee of someone
no, we
that
do.
Just died?
We do.
They're shrieking they because somebody just died. But I think the banshee...
But their origin is that they were either a dead virgin or a baby or a...
But Aaron and I believe that it's a ghost.
Yes.
And that she was wronged.
Yes.
And she's...
She's so fucking pissed. Have you ever been so mad at like a partner, like a boyfriend or something? You've been so mad that you're like, I'm going to fucking die.
Could you curse
and
the
I'm
world?
And I'm going to come
right?
back
yeah.
and haunt you and make your life miserable.
And make your family's life miserable. And I'll scream.
And I'll and make I'll your scream. Children's life miserable and their children's life miserable. Because back then there was no internet. So what were you going to do?
It just seems
you know,
like
it's boring.
A
They're
really...
like, I'm going to die and come back and kill you because there's nothing else to do.
But I believe
do.
In that rage, too.
But it's like a maladjusted, like, God, you just center yourself, man. Like, all this negativity.
Well, there's no, like, yoga and zen in, like, the 1800s or previous.
I don't even have toast.
But you don't think anybody back in the day was like,
toast.
It's fine. This doesn't affect me. I'm going to move on.
I'm sure, but it had to. It was probably affecting them, right? It was like a boyfriend pushing them in a pile of horse shit because that's something they would do.
Yeah.
Some real bad stuff like that.
There must have been so much more murder back then, you know?
No, that's true. Yeah, I guess.
And your life is so much shorter already, you know? You got to live it to your fullest and... Oh, I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Careful, guys. She's going to banshee out. She's going to ban out.
I get that. Okay, yeah, you're right. There weren't any like transcendent people back in the day.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah, sorry, Wade.
I guess if you showed up and like put horse shit in my face every day, then I would be
yeah.
I would be less zen.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that sucks. Stop doing that.
Yeah, if I get an infection, I die. Like there's no antibiotics.
I don't even know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what antibiotic.
You rot some fruit. You rot some fruit and you scrape the mold off and that's penicillin.
I eat the moldy fruit and that's why I'm so healthy.
Oh, are you sick? Eat that sick fruit. You'll get better.
Sick is sick. Sick equals better.
Yes.
Two negatives make a positive, motherfucker.
Oh, he's doing maths. That's witchcraft.
Ban him!
Ban him!
I like he turned into like little British.
Ban him! I don't like him. Yeah, we don't even care about the banshee because we're British. Oi! Now we eat fruit, it's rotten! Those Irish, they get banshees because they're not eating their rotten fruit.
A rotten apple a day keeps the disease away.
I'll put a shit in your face to make you stronger. Oh, rub it right in my face! Ooh!
Probiotics. Probiotics.
What's a probiotic?
Well, I've come to find that most creatures that live really long eat shit.
I've been watching these pigs. These pigs live pretty long, as long as we don't kill them. They eat the shit.
Oh, you're saying we should eat shit too?
Yeah, they eat the shit and the rotten fruit. This guy started eating rotten fruit. He's not sick anymore.
I propose... that we don't eat shit.
Go get out of here!
Get out of here! We don't like you!
But I like the rotten fruit.
And then they chase him into the woods, and then 10 years later, he starts screaming from the woods. Because he ate all that rotten fruit.
Smallest little scream.
That scream sounds like it's at least 4 feet tall.
I'm a little boy.
I've got a skeleton friend with me.
He'll give me an instrument.
What I've got is a flute then.
He'll play you a little, JD. He will.
Oh, I used to like songs when I had skin.
Maybe I like them now still. Let's try it.
What the fuck happened?
Is anyone following this?
sorry, listener. We went off the rail.
We're having fun.
Let's jump.
That's all that matters.
You got another
more facts.
You want more facts or do you want more stories?
I want a story.
You
want a story? Okay. All right, here's a story from the book called Your Ghost Stories.
Your ghost?
at your ghost stories.
Hey, I'm Yorko. Here's my stories.
All those Yorko stories. Yes. Anywhere you read books at, you'll find my book.
Yorko stories.
Yorko.
Wait, it's now, me, Yorko. Now you gotta read this as Yorko.
I like to do a little jig. I'm Yorko.
You gotta read this as Yorko now. Sorry, Yorko.
Where do I start?
It's just everything in this box.
Okay, everybody, gather around. It's Yorko's story. See, every woman in my family has experienced the cry of the banshee, except me, Yorko. Apparently, there's an awful howling that just radiates.
This is annoying.
No. I don't know. I love it.
Okay.
It just radiates through the entire house and even outside that is so loud and terrifying it makes you want to flee. Ooh. It's supposed to be the banshee howling over someone soon to be demise from what she told me. I don't know who she is. This is Yorko's story. I'm the one. My great-grandmother, and mother. Oh. Three have all experienced it at some point in their life. When my mother experienced hers, she was home alone at the time. And she said it was almost like a horrible wolf howling. And it was so loud. And in any room of the house, it seemed to follow you. She told me how she went throughout the house, the basement, even outside, to try and find where it was coming from. Finally, after an hour or so, right before Yorko's grandmother came home, it stopped. My mom waited outside for her, terrified, and explained to my grandma what happened. My grandma was very calm about the whole situation and explained to her how our family is cursed with the cry of the banshee. A few days later, my great-grandmother fucking died. Yorko's story.
Yorko, incredible story, Yorko.
Thank you. I'm Yorko. This is my story.
Incredible
story. I'm
going to
go ahead and say
Yorko.
I don't trust Yorko at all.
Yorko sounds like a fucking asshole.
Aw.
Oh shit, he's still here. Is he right? He's right behind me. Just,
yeah. We're joking, Yorko. We're joking.
Fuck you guys.
You just enjoyed this story about your family dying.
No, I just got a. I thought you wanted to hear my story.
It happened a long time ago. I'm over it.
Oh, Yorko.
So, okay, so. And I thought the grandma is chill. Oh, yeah, we're cursed.
She died.
We're cursed by a banshee.
No, their great-grandmother died.
Oh, sorry. It's hard for me to... I can't... When I read out loud, I can't also retain.
Yeah, it's hard.
Reading,
I know,
comprehension.
Right?
It is.
It's not reading comprehension. It's
I'm not. It's like you're worried about your performance,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Saying everything right. Yeah.
I don't want to mispronounce a word and then have the internet call me a fucking idiot.
I mean, they do that so frequently. I don't think it has to do with what you read.
No, they love me. Everyone loves me.
Okay.
Everyone loves me.
Sure, okay.
My mom told me.
It's a banshee. Oh my god, it's a banshee!
So we're all gonna die now?
Nobody's saying the names, though, in these stories. They're not going like, Grandma!
You made that up.
I guess I did. Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you made that up.
Did they say the name?
Anywhere.
No, they never say the name.
They should.
Beavis.
They should say the name. Just be like, if you're gonna tell us, just tell us.
John Thomas.
Yeah.
You're supposed to yell questions at it, yes or no, and it'll yell back the answer.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's not some calling service. It's a witch or a ghost
or something.
It's one of these things.
So do you guys think that banshees at one point existed and might continue to exist under a new modern entity name?
Let me take this one. No. I think you hit it on the head. It was like one of these stories to get your kids to eat their vegetables or whatever. It was like, hey, don't fucking abandon your pregnant wife or she'll turn into a banshee.
She'll just come right back.
Yeah.
And forever.
Right. And then
I'll reluctantly stay and be a piece of shit to her grave
until she kills herself on her own.
But that's what it was. That's where it stems from.
Look, if you want out of this, Just promise me you'll not come back.
I think they do still exist under a new name. My ex-wife, Brenda. Yeah.
Ah, your ex-wife's a piece of work. What about you?
What's the name of the sitcom?
Brenda the Banshee.
Banshees and Broomsticks.
I'm sorry, Brenda. We're out of that special coffee flavor you like.
Oh, who heard that? Who heard that? We've got to get to the doctor's office.
We should really stop letting her in here.
Oh, my cancer. It came back.
She's the only one who knows Excel.
I just totally think that there are other entities around us that throughout time we don't actually know what they are. And some people see them. There's a, you know, whenever like big plagues happen too, there's stories of like harbingers of death or like creatures. The Grim Reaper like comes from big death happening and then people seeing these entities. I'm just like, if we exist past this physical life, there's got to be other things there too.
Sure, there's a couple of ladies screaming.
But if we exist beyond this life, then doesn't that mean these things don't exist? Because that's just like some bullshit that we made up.
I think we've made shit up about stuff and got it wrong. But sorry, Aaron.
No, it's okay. I mean, I just think that if we do exist beyond this, some people don't make it to the next thing. Some people miss the jump and they get left here somehow, either by like unimaginable tragedy and they can't believe that they died, or they have such strong, I don't want to say unfinished business, but like such a strong attachment here to this realm.
Yeah, that you can't get over what you're actually supposed to be looking at or doing, because you're just like all of her emotions.
Which turns you into like a vengeful spirit, and then you're just...
So you're saying you both believe in banshees or something of the sort.
I think there's something of the sort. I think Wade and I'm with Wade that I think it's a ghost. And if I think that ghosts are just the people that haven't progressed on to the next stage, they're just stuck here, why not? Why not have your hate and like your emotions be so strong that it gives you some kind of weird psychic power on that level, you know, like that dimension. Yeah.
It is funny though, all the stories, because like you know, there's so many leprechaun stories. I know that's totally different, but it's funny going like, oh, you've captured me, and you know, like now I'll give you something you want if you let me go. There are just stories of those stories. I feel like are like hopefully made up. I mean, made up.
I'm terrified of leprechauns.
I'm not saying it's made up. I'm saying
so
like,
mad.
Leprechauns are the least terrifying thing. You just have to
step on them or something.
Yeah, you just have to capture them, and then they give you everything you want.
They're so fast, though.
There's so many little entities
out
there.
But you can leave them alone. They don't hurt you.
Yeah, unless you capture them. And if you capture them, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's always fun.
Lotto.
Like, how did you capture this little thing that's magical?
What if they're like the Nimrigar, and they like bite your ankles? They like eat you.
What if you don't feel pain? You can just beat a leprechaun real quick.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You don't feel pain, so you could eat a leprechaun?
No, you could beat one. Beat up. You'd, defeat one. Even if he's gnawing at your arm, you don't feel it.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Some people don't. I saw a medical special about somebody who didn't feel pain.
So they went and go and, beat up a shark?
No, they had to be real careful. They couldn't, because, they would get hurt and not know it. They have to be real careful. It actually sucks.
Yes. So that is the opposite of what you were saying.
But if they learn to harness that into, they can control it and beat up a leprechaun.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm following you.
The leprechaun is like biting you and you're like, joke's on you. I don't feel pain.
But then you
capture him and then you go, I wish that I could feel pain.
Right? No, you wish that you were better first and then you wish that you could feel pain.
I think it's funnier if you wish that you could feel pain and you go, oh! Ow!
Oh, no, he bit through an artery.
He bit me.
I'm glad I know that now, because I can feel it.
Now I can die knowing pain. Finally!
Oh, yeah, I guess.
And then he goes, T-T-T, ha-ha-ha.
Tar-tar-tar-tar.
You'll never get me lucky germs.
I know your language.
My lucky germs. Oh, man.
Purple herpes.
Purple herpes.
Yeah, maybe we brought disease to them and they all died out. Like,
oh, yeah, that's what killed out all of the mythical creatures, is we brought European disease, modern disease to them.
Yeah, can you imagine them going to the doctor and the doctor be like, I'm not going to give you any medicine.
Oh, magical doctor, help me. I've got this smallpox.
Fuck you, leprechaun.
Yeah. They used to just be called pox until all the little ones got it.
It's so tiny. It's the tiny pox.
So rank your cryptids thus far. We've got
Nimrigar.
Nimrigar and Banshee.
So far, Banshee.
You're going number one, Banshee. And this is, I don't, well, let's define what exactly we're ranking. Like, what? How do you guys want to rank them? Like, that you like them, or that
you're
they're powerful, or yeah, or that you're scared of them? Like, how do you want to rank
them? A spooky scale?
Maybe a spooky scale? Sure. Let's do a spooky scale.
Okay, spooky scale. Banshee or Nimrigar on the spooky scale?
I've always been impressed with Native American folklore, and if they're afraid of something, I'm more afraid of that. Because they're not afraid of much.
So you think Nimrigar is scarier than the Banshee?
Yeah.
I disagree. See,
Nimrigar are just little guys, I guess, and they eat you like piranhas.
That's much scarier. Much scarier than a Banshee.
Again, I think I'm opposite. I think that Banshee is much scarier than a Nimrigar. You can just punt a Nimrigar.
Yeah. I think the scariest thing about a Banshee is facing your mortality, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Or she like, screams at you.
She's
and
a woman.
Like,
that's scary.
Now I don't believe that women are scary.
White woman yelling at you is like the scariest thing I've ever.
It's just a Karen?
Yeah. She's like,
run it again.
You can't park here. Like that, just over and over.
Hit me with your car. Hit me with your car.
Why are you skating in the road?
Can
you
hear that?
Go to a skate park.
I'm going to call the cops.
Anyway. I think Banshees are scarier because they are the harbinger of doom.
Yeah.
Nimrigars, you kick them.
Yeah, but it seems like a Banshee, like you're already on your deathbed. It screams. It's like, yeah, thanks.
That one story that Grandpa was not on their deathbed. They fell
and died. Yeah,
have
you not
died.
Been listening to any of these
okay,
stories?
Okay, well, the last two were about somebody who's about to die. And Grandpa, you know.
Grandpa fell.
Grandpa was probably going to fall at some point.
Grandpa is so elegant. The sturdiest man I know.
He used to dance.
He's gone through life already and he came out positive.
You cannot. You try to knock that man over. He is a rock. He is solid.
It would be very spooky if I woke up to a Banshee screaming, but it's also very spooky to be like woke up like a bunch of little guys on me eating me. It's fucking scary. I imagine they go in packs.
I only cut you off because I noticed that the camera was on me, so I felt like I had to start talking. I don't even have anything to say.
Oh. Well, the thing about the Nimrigar, Kelsey, is that the Nimrigar, you have to go into their territory, whereas it seems like a Banshee can follow your family line.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you can't just wake up one day in your room and have Nimrigar all over you eating your legs.
Okay.
I mean, this is a crazy... If you don't believe in psychics and you went to one and like, oh, sorry, like, I don't want to talk to you because you're going to be dead soon. Like, would you... How much of your life would change in the next 24 hours?
Oh, well, first of all, I would kill that person.
You're dead, psychic.
You saw my death, I see yours.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dude. You don't have to tell me that.
Also, you could still give me a psychic reading. Yeah.
Just give me my numbers and move on.
Yeah, so I don't know. If I heard this thing and it meant I was going to die, that's actually kind of fun, though. You guys remember that? That movie Short Time with Dabney Coleman or whatever.
No.
He got the wrong test results and he thought he was going to die. So then he's just like, fucking let's do it. And he's just like going crazy.
He's
like,
trying to get he would get, his family would get insurance money if he died on the job. So he's trying to get killed
while he's working.
He's a cop.
Because he's a cop.
That's fucked up.
It's a very liberating scenario, right? Like if you're like, oh, I believe I only have 3 days to live. Those are the best 3 days of your life, right? In a way, and then also the worst. But like, it would be fun for a second.
Take a shit right on the street. Who cares?
Like, who cares?
Sorry, we had to fire you.
Yeah.
You lost
I'd open
your...
a soda. I'd open a soda in the gas station. And then I'd drink it. And then I'd pay for it.
And send it down and be like, I changed my mind.
It didn't taste good.
And then I'd shit right there in that gas station.
Kelsey steals so much from the self-checkout that it made me have a dream about stealing stuff from the self-checkout.
Are you serious, Kelsey? You steal from corporate groceries?
I
steal
was
from big grocery?
I'm in.
If you see her in your grocery store, watch out.
Don't let her near yourself.
Not a grocery store.
Some of it.
The grocery store's got scales.
Do you talk out loud? It's just a bag. It's just part of my bag.
Beep. Beep.
$27? Okay, I guess.
Boy, groceries sure are expensive these days, everyone.
Jeez, I'm going broke over here paying for all of this.
When's the last time grapes were this expensive? Am I right?
Never. Okay. If I were to do it, which I don't, it's not at the grocery store because they have scales. Like a Walmart, Target, they don't have scales. Just saying.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. We're going to get into Willie's neighbor drama on our bonus, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's revenge time.
Oh, it's revenge time. We're gonna crack some schemes.
And my fun grapes.
And your fun grapes.
I got some fun grapes.
She's so excited about the grapes.
Kelsey, before we go, do you have anything to plug or anything to say? Any final things?
We still have a minute, so you
just
want
to wish happy birthday to all the people watching?
Okay. I first would like to wish happy birthday to everybody watching, regardless of when your birthday is.
Oh, that's because
it's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they die, unless a banshee comes around.
Unless a banshee. I do have that Mickey Mouse game is going to come up next year. You can play a Mickey Mouse game.
Oh, yeah.
Switch.
What, am I supposed to know how?
I don't know anything about it, really. Okay, just on
Kelsey
Switch.
Wrote a Mickey Mouse game for
Watch
Switch.
Watch out for that.
Oh,
next year.
Mickey Mouse game.
Radical.
Yeah. It's called Illusion
so
Island.
So pre-order that.
Wait, you just said the title.
Illusion Island. Yeah,
oh
I do
God,
know, that. I do
the
know the name.
I know, Illusion Island.
And
now
that.
If she dies, she's going to turn to a banshee and hunt you.
All right, quickly. You two, what's up?
Happy birthday.
We're having trouble upstairs. The Twitch on Tuesday afternoons, which is Aaron's afternoon. We're watching UFO VHS.
tpublic.com/reallifesci-fi with dashes in between all of them. Why don't you switch to me? Switch to me. Here. All right. It's okay. We got to go. Our theme music is not playing. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We will see you next time.
Don't. Wow, scale.